Ministries,
KingMind.org,
Spirit of Revelation.
The New Testament's cursing of the fig tree by Jesus in no way is an abuse of his leadership power. In fact, the cursing of the fig tree should be viewed as a leadership lesson, much like the work of pruning vines and branches. When the Lord does something shocking and upsetting, people tend not to agree. Remember, our Lord sees things far beyond its surface and has understanding greater than finite minds. Today, Bible scholar and prophecy teacher Charles T. Walker teaches us that leadership actions don't always imply the spirit of being. And now we tune in to Charles T. Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today about Jesus' passion about leadership found in the Gospel of Mark chapter 11, verse 12. It reads, "The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, 'May no one ever eat fruit from you again.' And his disciples heard him say it." Verse 18. The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. You know, there's a saying that all that glitters is not gold. This saying has profound implications for comparing appearance versus reality. For example, just because someone perform a certain action does not truly reveal their true motives. Much less, being nice does not truly identify your real character. And being organized does not even mean that you have virtues of a holy life. You know, distance can distort a real picture. For example, when I travel on an airplane and I look below at the beauty of the landscapes, I feel such an awe of wonder. However, but when I'm on the ground, I begin to see the details of things that I had not seen while flying above. As you're on the ground, you begin to see trodden down pathways, debris from broken branches and fallen trees, dried up ditches that once held water. You know, taking a closer inspection beyond the surface of things sometimes reveals what has been masqueraded. In our text today, Jesus is very passionate about his teachings on having the right motives while performing Christian ministry or being in Christian leadership. Jesus stated to his disciples, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." In the arena of church leadership, your building program successes should be the motive to glorify God. In the area of leadership positions, your motive should not merely consist of climbing the leader ladder, such having an impressive resume of different work positions within your ministry career. Such as an example, you were once a lay leader, then you became an auxiliary president, and then later on was promoted chair of pastors, and finally you reached the position of superintendent. In a worldly fashion and in a worldly sense, leaders and organizations operating apart from the Spirit of God can be about self-accomplishments and the management of doing. Jesus again warned his future leaders, "Don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you or people follow you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven." You know, evil spirits are not interested in being led by you, much less they will follow your leadership. Therefore, they are to be expelled, cast out, because they operate contrary to protocol. Jesus is very serious about the ideal of being and not doing. The parable of the cursing of the fig tree in our text today represents Israel's leadership practices. The tree from a distance had an appearance of fruit ready to eat. When Jesus got closer to pick some of that fruit, it was missing figs. It had leaves to indicate figs, but there were no figs. Similar, Israel's leaders had an appearance of godliness while performing ministry, but no real fruit of holiness in their lives. Jesus' comments to the future apostles about them were to be careful to do everything they tell you. Respect my word coming from them, but do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. Israel's leaders, their spiritual condition of leadership was about doing rather than being. It's sort of speaking, they checked the blocks. Your leadership practices shouldn't be about filling a requirement, but you should try truly to involve yourself with the people's needs and their concerns about the ministry. My listeners, the same was true of Adam and Eve, who hid themselves in fig leaves while in the presence of God. But underneath the fig leaves, their spiritual condition changed, and they failed at being the leaders God called them to be.
Kingdom Mind Ministries,
KingMind.org,
the Spirit.